Father, we thank you as we begin this brand new series today. We're asking you for grace deposits, divine impartations. I thank you for giving me utterance, Lord. May there be ears to hear and eyes to see concerning this very, very important portion of your scriptures. We give you the glory and give you the praise ahead of time, for it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. And if you have your Bibles, you can open them up to John chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32. John 8, 31, 2 says, Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How many of you know that knowing the truth and acting on the truth will keep you free? Amen? It's not what you, just what you know, it's what you act upon. And really, if you have revelation knowledge, which is epignosis in the Greek, knowledge that is revealed to your spirit man, praise the Lord, you cannot help but act on the Word of God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of God's Word. Verse 36, if therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So we see then that freedom comes on the wings of truth. The Amplified says in verse 36, So if the Son liberates you, makes you free men, then you are really and unquestionably free. I like that. Amen. And then the Message says, Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His own blood poured on the altar of the cross. Amen. We are a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And I like how he says it. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. Amen. Amen. Oh, come on. Somebody proclaim it strong. I'm abundantly free. I'm unquestionably free. So I want to start this new series, and I'm calling it Freedom from Limits. Freedom from Limits. What are limits? Well, limits are boundaries. They're strongholds of the enemy that he has erected to keep you out of your wealthy place, to keep you out of your place of fulfillment, to keep you out of your destiny. In John chapter 17, verse 14, he said, I have given them my word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And in the Message translation, that same verse says this, I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they did not join the world's ways. How many of you know the world has its ways? As for me and my house, we have not joined them and are not planning on joining them. He said, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. Now notice verse 15. I don't pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from evil, or keep them from corruption. Say with me, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague or accident or anything of the curse come nigh my dwelling. Now, he wants us to get this. In verse 16, he said, They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, I think it's very interesting how the Message translation points out verse 16. He says, They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. So we as his followers do not get our definition from the world system. Or from the world's ways. Our identity is not in our past. Our identity is not in what we do. Our identity is who we are, what we have, and where we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Say with me, I am who God says I am. I am a child of God. I am seated with Christ. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. So you are not your past mistakes. You are not your job title. You are not anything that the world has put labels on you. And we are also not defined by the world's limitations or the world's boundaries or the circumstances that we face trying to hold us back. Amen. The world says we can't, but what do we say? We say we can. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. Glory to God, I'm about to get happy right now. So I'm not going to accept the world's limits. Whatever the boundaries that the world has, you and I do not have to accept it. And everything that this world says is impossible, God says, all things are possible to him that believeth. Every time the world says, no way, no way, something on the inside of you ought to rise up and say, no, thank God, it's God's way. I'm going to go God's way. How many of you are going to go God's way in the house today? Well, you know, that's not really all of you. Let me ask you one more time. How many of you are going to go God's way? See, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. So we don't want to go that way. We want to go Yahweh. We want to go all the way with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Then in verse 17, he says, sanctify them. The word sanctify there means separate them. The word of God will separate you. He says, sanctify them through thy truth, or through thy word. Thy word is truth. So the word of God has sanctifying power. The word of God has stabilizing power. Amen. Now we know this for sure, that the world is on shaky ground. Amen. Is that right? Yes. In the last days, the Bible says, perilous times shall come. So we don't want to live on the perilous side of the street. We want to live on the glory side of the street. And the glory side of the street can do something about the perilous side of the street. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The glory of God is strong in this house. Yeah. The glory of God is strong in the body of Christ. Yeah. Now here's what Hebrews says about the world. It says Hebrews 12:26 in the NLT. It says, when God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but I will shake the heavens also. Now, verse 27 says, this means this, that all of creation will be shaken and removed. Is it true or is it true? We're not always going to be here. We're not always going to be doing what we're doing. I believe there's an angel of heaven right now wetting his lips to blow the trumpet. Jesus is coming soon. I said, Jesus is coming soon. He's going to split the clouds and come in great glory and great in power. And he's going to come with a shout. Hallelujah. Woo! And some of your loved ones are going to come with him. Isn't that an awesome thing to think about? Man. I think about some of my loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord. It's not going to be long. It's not going to be long. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Amen. Oh, my, my, my. But the kingdoms of this world, they will be shaken. Now notice in verse 28, and I want you to read this with me if you would. Ready, read. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. Ooh, glory. You and I are in this unshakable kingdom right now. Amen. And the word unshakable means unable to be moved, unable to be disturbed, unable to be destroyed. It means you are firm, that you are stable, you are enduring. You're living beyond the reach of chaos. You're living beyond the reach of collapse. You're living beyond the reach of corruption. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're on a foundation, saints, that absolutely cannot be shaken by trials. It can't be shaken by persecution. It cannot be shaken by and couldn't be shaken by COVID. It cannot be shaken by economic collapse. It cannot be shaken by cultural shifts. And it cannot be shaken by cosmic upheaval. We are part of an unshakable kingdom. So get your feet strong on the foundation of the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when the rain comes and the flood comes and the wind beats upon your house, it will not be able to shake it because you're founded upon a rock. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Now in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Are y'all still here today? Colossians, the first chapter in the 13th verse. This is a huge subject. We'll be working with us for weeks. It says in the Amplified, the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness. You are no longer controlled or to be controlled by darkness. Amen. And has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. He's delivered you from the power of darkness. If you're bound by drugs, He's already delivered you. If you're bound by alcohol, He's already set you free. If you're bound by anything contrary to His will for your life, the good news is deliverance is bought and paid for, and it's available for you. And all you got to do is say, I receive it. I receive it. I'm done with the world's ways. I'm going all the way with God. Amen. Glory to God. I've been delivered. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And you know what else you're delivered from? You're delivered from worry. Amen. You're delivered from biting your nails. You are delivered from tossing and turning at night. You're delivered from the anxiety and the cares of this life. He has set you free. He loves us so much and He cares us so much that He came and He did not give us a spirit of fear or anxiety or worry, but He gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to God. You're set free from fear. You're set free from worry. Somebody says, yeah, but I feel it. Feeling it is not the same as receiving it. You may feel free, fear. Your knees may be knocking. Your hands may be shaking. But remember this. You're part of the unshakable kingdom of God. On the inside, all is at rest and all is at peace. And if you will learn to live from the inside out, those tremors and those shakings will cease in your life. Hallelujah. Come on, raise your hands and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, glory to God. We're no longer subject to the instability or the fear or the corruption of this world. And so what we need to have is we need to have a kingdom mindset. We need to have a freedom from limits, no more limits mindset. See, we don't think like the citizens of a crumbling system. But we think as sons and daughters of an eternal kingdom. When the world is panicking about economy or politics, remember this. Your provision and your rest is in God's kingdom. So we've gone from survival to revival. We're moving from fear to faith. For moving from instability to confidence in the rock that's higher than I. Can I come down here and see the whites of your eyes? Woo! Glory to God. So that means we can stand firm in trials. Anybody ever been through a trial before? Anybody going through a trial right now? Amen. Everybody faces tests. Everybody faces trials. But the good news is this. If you will stand firm in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, the fourth man will show up. If you will stand firm in the lion's den, the angel will show up. If you will stand firm in the midst of economic chaos, you will come through. Jehovah Jireh will always show up on the scene for you. If you're in the midst of a test of sickness and disease, take heart, sons. Take heart, daughters. Jehovah Java and Jehovah Rapha is still on the throne. He is still the Lord that healeth thee. He is still the Lord that is watching over you. Say to me, we are born of God. We're sons of God. We're kings and priests unto God. We are overcomers. You know what else we're? We're world changers. We are world changers. There needs to be some change in the world. It doesn't come necessarily by voting, but change has come for within this glorious lion, this lion of the tribe of Judah, hallelujah, who is opening his mouth through you and through me. So God literally has called you and I to live a life beyond the norm. He's called us to live an extraordinary life. Can anybody buy into that? How many of you are just kind of a little bit tired of the norm? Well, that's because you're not normal. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You are not normal. You are a supernatural being created in the image and the likeness of God. You have been designed to speak as he speaks. He has made you a speaking spirit. You have been made in his image to make a difference in the world in which you live in. You have been made in his image to make a difference in your family. Because your faith-filled words and your faith-filled prayers can change the landscape of your family. It can take a relative that has been broken down by sin and cause them to be whole again. Amen. Through your prayers and through your words. So never give up on a family member. Never give up on a son. Never give up on a daughter. You are a world changer. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which we see were not made of things which do appear. What made this world was faith-filled words coming out of our Creator. And he said, if you want your world to change, imitate me and be just like me and say what I say about you, and I will watch over my word to perform it on your behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not difficult to do.
That's right.
Say what he said.
Yes.
Just follow his example.
Yeah.
Be an imitator of God as a child of God, as a son of God, as an heir of God, as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Refuse the limits of this world and begin to speak life-changing words as a way of life. Not just when you feel like it. Not just when you have a need. But on a daily basis, on a regular day basis, speak ye the word of the Lord. Declare thou and be justified. Amen. Well, I had to get a little preach on there. We are not called to live an ordinary life, but an extraordinary life. So what do, Pastor? We ought to think big. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can dare ask or think, infinitely beyond your highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, according to the power of God working in you and coming out of you. We need to dream big. We need to imagine big. We need to think big. We need to expand on the inside. How about this? Plan big. Plan big. Make big plans. So big. Give big. Love big. Speak big. Woo, glory to God. Because we have got a great, great, big God. You have been created as His masterpiece for great things. Oh, but Pastor Mark, I just don't see how. You've got to change on the inside before anything will change on the outside. You got to stop seeing with these eyes and start seeing with these eyes. These eyes are different than these eyes. These eyes, glory to God, have been absolutely opened by the eyes of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see what you see, that I may think how you think. You see, you and I, we're born to win. You and I are born for breakthrough. Yes. You and I are born to be free from the limits of this world. Yes. Years ago, there was a gentleman by the name of Roger Bannister. This goes way back to the 50s. And this is about breaking the 4-minute mile. For a long time, even for centuries, people believed that running a 4-minute mile was absolutely impossible. What did doctors say? Doctors said that it was impossible, that his heart would give out, that there was no way. And for years, this 4-minute mile breaking hovered over people. But on May 6, 1954, Roger Bannister broke through the barrier. Running the mile, listen to this, in 3 minutes, 59 seconds, and 59.4 seconds. See, what he had been told was unbreakable was suddenly possible. Come on, guys. Expand your thinking. I'm not talking about expanding your mind like we did in the 60s and the 70s through LSD. I'm talking about mind expansion through the Word of God. I'm thinking about mind renewal. Amen. I'm thinking about transformation. Glory to God. Can you say glory to God a couple times? Glory to God. Within weeks, other runners also broke the 4-minute mile. What he showed them is that the world that once limited him was in the mind before they're in the body. And in the same way, God is calling every one of us, Pastor Mark included, He's calling every one of us to live with no more limits. Not limited by fear. Not limited by your family tree. Brother Hagin said, you know, all some people's family tree produced was a bunch of nuts. Well, I hope that's not your case. But you're in now in a new family. We're in the family of God. La familia. Hallelujah. God's calling us to live with no more limits. Hallelujah. So the question then is this. Is what did he do to prepare himself to break such a record? You see, preparation positions me and positions you for breakthrough. He didn't accept the expert's verdict. He visualized the victory. He visualized the victory. He saw himself breaking the 4-minute mile. He saw it before he did it. And you got to see it before it happens. You got to conceive it by the Word of God. The Word of God is precious seed. And it's incorruptible. And it is a seed that goes into the soil of your heart. And once that word is conceived, and once that word is watered, and once that word is thought about and meditated on, oh, glory to God, it won't be long before what you see here, you'll be able to see out there. Amen, amen, amen. Secondly, he trained with focus. He was a medical student. He had a lot going on in his life. Many of you have a lot going on in your life. Don't buy into this lie that I just don't have time. You do not have, you don't have time not to be in the Word. Many of you have got time for 10, 15 hours television every 3 days. I dare say that you could probably get into the Word at least once in a while. Hey! How'd that feel? I mean, if you've got time to watch 5 NFL games between today, Monday night, and Thursday night, you got time to chew on the Word. Because last I found out, Rock Purdy can't change your life. It's all a temporary celebration. But oh, we have an eternal celebration. Glory to God. Jesus is alive. He did more than win the Super Bowl. He did more than win the World Series. He did one more. Glory to God. Amen. We need to get excited about Jesus. More excited about Jesus than we are the entertainment of this age. I'm not saying you can't watch that. I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm saying some of you need to balance things out a little bit. Or a lot. I just heard the organ. Thank you, Lord. And so, he was a medical student. There was limited time. But one of the things that he did and he learned, instead of running long distance miles to prepare for this, he trained and he focused on intervals. And what intervals are is 3 minutes of real hard running and then maybe 2 minutes of just real slow. He was interval training. This somehow helped him and his endurance to be ready for the test. Say that he was focused. So what I'm saying to you this morning is breakthroughs do not happen by accident. We must get prepared for what God has prepared for us. And don't you ever think for one moment that he does not have great preparations for you. He's got great things in store for you. Believe that. Believe that. My God has got great things in store for me. Somebody says, yeah, but I failed and I missed it and all these things. Yeah, you may have failed, but you're not a failure. I said, you are not a failure. You are more than a conqueror. And I learned a long time ago, because I have failed. How many of you have ever failed before? Every one of us have failed before. But what I learned a long time ago, rather than failing and staying down, I'm going to fail forward. I'm not going to bemoan all the things that could have happened. What I'm going to do is I'm going to learn from the lessons of failure so I don't fail again.
Yeah.
That's how you fail forward. That's how you move forward in the things of God. This impression just keeps coming to me. There's people in here that you've kind of given up on life. No, I'm not talking about you being suicidal. No, I'm not talking about you wanting to end your life. But you've just kind of given up on some of your dreams. You've given up on some of your goals. Some of the things that God has put on the inside of you. See, you're talented in Him. You're gifted in Him. There is something in you that this world needs. There's greatness on the inside of you. Put your hand over your heart and say, there's greatness. Because the greater one is on the inside of me. Glory to God. So cast nebro capacite. So cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Yes, for you have need of patience. You have need of perseverance. You have need of diligence. That after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. For there are rewards that I have for my sons. There are rewards that I have for my daughters. Yea, saith the Lord, do not short yourself. Do not think little of yourself. Think of yourself the way I think of you. For I know the plans that I have toward you. I know the thoughts that I have toward you. These are thoughts of breakthrough. These are thoughts of abundance. These are thoughts of increase. Amen. So come on up higher. Come on up higher and see what I see and speak what I see. And surely that which has kept you down shall be a thing of the past. It shall be like a new day and a new season. You'll be able to see. You'll be able to do. And great shall be your reward. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is that okay this morning? Ooh, hallelujah. We must get prepared. What does that mean? That might mean education. That might mean taking a job that is less than your final outcome. But in that job, you can learn something. In that job, you can be trained in something. I'm not sure what that looks like, but I know that God's ways are higher than ours. Woo! Glory to God. And I know that God's got you. And I know that the hand of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. And He's going to increase your influence. He's going to enlarge your territory. And the hand of the Lord shall be upon you strong. Say it to me, the hand of the Lord is upon me for good. Amen. Hallelujah. He was prepared. He was focused. Now, a third thing that he did is he partnered with others. How many of you know we break barriers together? I didn't get a big enough amen. I said we break barriers together. On that day that he broke that 4-minute mile, Bannister ran with pacers. Pacers who pushed him through the first laps. It's 4 laps to do a mile. And this reminds us that we need one another. We need one another's prayers. We need one another's loves. We need one another to help us to break the barriers that stand in front of us. And how many of you know that God often uses others to challenge us? God uses many people to cheer us on. You can make it. You can do it. Just keep running. Stay in your lane. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You see, no one breaks limits alone. So I have a question for you this morning. Who is cheering you on? Who is in your lane? Who have you allowed to become a faith buddy? Who's your prayer partner? Who's the person that you can call in the middle of the night and say, I need prayer? Who is it? No man is an island unto himself. We are not to be spiritual lone rangers. We are not to leave the bunch. We're to stay connected. In community, connected in the local church, connected with our family. How about this? Put your devices away for a while when you're having dinner.
Come on.
And look at your mate, look at your children, and just have a conversation with them. Well, how was your day? Fine, good. No. Fine and good is not always fine and good, like someone said recently. Wow. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do to prepare for breaking through? And I want to spend a whole lot more time today because we're going to come around the communion table. But how many will believe for me in the next 5 minutes or so? There's much more to come in this series. I tell you what we can do. We can change our thinking. Limits often begin in the mind. Romans 12:2, let's read it together. Romans 12:2 says this, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now let me quote to you a couple other translations. Listen very carefully. Philip says, "Don't let the world squeeze. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. But let God remold you. Let Him remold your minds from within." The Message says this: "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking." Well, everyone else is doing it. I might as well do it. How has that been working for you? It didn't work well for me. Everyone else was smoking. Everyone else was snorting. Everyone else was hitting up. That did not work well for me. It almost killed me. But thank God I got born again. That's a southern colloquial, born again. It's born again, but I did get born again. Amen. Glory to God. My days of snorting, my days of hitting, my days of smoking, my days of drinking are over with. Glory to God. And yours can be too. So don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, here's a thought. Fix your attention on God and you will be changed from the inside out. Being transformed will keep us from being conformed. If you will change the way that you think, it will change you. I want you to listen to this quote in closing. What we think about determines what we see. What we see determines what we do. And what we do determines what we get. I'll say it again. What we think about determines what we see. What you see determines what you do. And what we do determines what we get. Your mindset matters.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." You see, the difference between those who break barriers and those who do not is their mindset. It's the mindset gap. Barrier breakers, they have an abundance mentality. Our mindset comes from the spirit of faith.
That's right.
And the way that we think about things. Listen, folks, if I start thinking about scarcity, I will see scarcity. And I will get scarcity. And that's the same thing for you. But oh, if you think about abundance, if you think about your babies being born again, if you think about debt free, if you think about the building being paid off, if you think about your healing, if you think about your peace, whoo, glory to God. That's what you see. That's what you will act on. And that's what you will get. See, both worlds are very real. The scarcity mindset and the abundance mindset. If you're a scarcity person, what you don't have, how much it costs, what you don't lack. If you are a one piece of pie kind of guy. I like multiple pieces of pie. I'm talking about on a good day, on a bright day, on a sunny day. Hey, give me that piece of cherry pie. And later on, I might have another one. We need to get away from a scarcity mentality. How many of you are ready to come up? How many of you are ready to break some barriers? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's stand to our feet and give God praise.